You're listening to Penny Johnston with ABC Baby Talk Podcast.
So this is a tricky one this week on Baby Talk. When we talk about fertility, we know that there are still some crazy unknowns that are difficult even for the best medical science to solve. Even the most dedicated and well-researched fertility experts will say that 20% of all cases of infertility just can't be explained. So there's a lot of time spent on the factors that we know we can control. Timing, your age, and with all the science of IVF thrown in, we're getting pretty good at getting couples pregnant. But there is one factor that causes infertility that's not too popular to talk about, which is why it's the perfect topic for a podcast, and that is your weight. And as much as it pains me to have to even mention this topic, weight does have an impact on your fertility, and as hard as it might sound, it is something that you personally can tackle to increase your chances of having a baby. And I'm not just talking about overweight, but apparently underweight women can suffer just as many problems. Dr. Anne Polinis is a fertility expert, a specialist gynecologist at City Fertility, which is an IVF clinic based in Melbourne. So when I caught up with Dr. Polinis, I asked her about how weight contributes to infertility and how recently weight has actually been considered a factor.
Yeah, I think that we've known for some time about age and fertility issues, but it's only quite recently that we've really been looking at weight and fertility issues and how being underweight or overweight can reduce chance of conception and make pregnancy more difficult as well.
Weight has a big impact on your hormones, both under and over, I suspect.
Yes. Yeah, so in women who are underweight, especially if they're significantly underweight, they may stop ovulating and may even stop having periods, which is not good for general health, besides the fact that it would make it, you know, really difficult to conceive if you're not ovulating regularly. And it's probably just the body shutting down, the reproductive system saying, well, hey, I haven't got enough energy on board, I haven't got enough nutrition to, you know, sustain a pregnancy. It's a time of famine, you know, as it were, and other things need to be maintained ahead of fertility. Whereas if women are overweight, this can put their estrogen levels up, and higher estrogen at the start of the cycle may mean that the cycle doesn't kick in. So an egg doesn't start to develop and therefore doesn't ovulate. So there's no, you know, no option to get pregnant that month. Some women may not be aware that they could still be having periods and not be ovulating. They may not release the egg, but they'll still get some hormone change that makes a period. So it's worth checking with, you know, your GP pretty early on, I would think, if a woman is underweight or overweight, to check that you're ovulating rather than just having periods.
Okay. And what is it? Well, I mean, it would be obvious to most people that if you were really underweight and your body sort of thought there was a huge feminine outside, that it wouldn't make sense to reproduce. But what would be going on physiologically for overweight? Is it just because fat cells hold a lot more hormones and you've got too much going on? What's the physiological reason for overweight?
Yeah, so fat cells can actually make more estrogen. So it may not, it's not the estrogen in your ovaries that's, you know, helpful and good estrogen. It's actually the ability of your fat cells to make estrogen themselves that means there's too much estrogen around to suppress or stop egg development. You're wanting to find out why, you know, in evolution this would happen. I suppose it's thought that maybe you're not fit enough to conceive, that ovulation should be suppressed.
The other thing that can cause you being overweight might not necessarily be to do with the fact that you're eating too much, but again, sometimes the hormones out of whack can cause overweightness. Like I'm thinking polycystic ovaries.
Yeah, polycystic ovaries is very common, and probably about 5% of the population actually have a syndrome or a condition that it means that they gain weight easily and find it very difficult to lose weight, you know, harder than the general population, which seems very unfair. So in women who have polycystic ovarian syndrome who are, significantly overweight, it's ideally maintaining weight rather than gaining more weight by regular exercise. So these women can, you know, be going to the gym every day and still not lose weight, which, you know, is obviously an unfair situation.
That's so mean.
But you know, thankfully, most of them are very aware of their condition, and there's a lot of information out there, both literature and on the internet, and support groups as well, about helping women stay focused and, you know, looking at calorie intake and exercise and just doing as much as they can, really.
Sure. Mm. Well, let's just assume that weight is the biggest factor in your not being able to conceive. I mean, how much weight loss are we talking about to make you more fertile?
It's thought that if women are able to lose about 5 or 10% of initial body weight, this can help some women go from not ovulating to ovulating. So it's quite a bit of weight, but it's you know, not as much as you'd think, I suppose. And if a woman could lose 5 to 10% of their body weight, it may make them a lot more fertile.
Well, that's a pretty big motivator. But I suppose also as a fertility expert, it's really hard to point the finger at, you know, a woman who maybe is wanting to conceive, and the sadness of that could see would lead really easily into wanting to eat. And, well, I think 3 barrels of ice cream would not quite fill the sadness of not being able to conceive.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's not a topic I would usually initiate the discussion, but if the patient says, look, I'm worried about my weight, you know, what do you think? Then that would open the door to talk about it, because I think that my job and role really is not to, you know, make them feel worse about their situation that they're, you know, struggling with, but to try and together make a plan to see if we can achieve the ultimate goal of conceiving. So it's more to do with helpful suggestions about how a woman or a couple, indeed, it's easier if, you know, they exercise together. Look at just, you know, 3 sessions of, say, half hour brisk walk a week to see if that will help them, you know, lose weight, and also help with energy levels and how they feel about themselves. If they're a bit more toned, you know, that obviously makes all of us feel better. But yeah, it is quite a sensitive topic that we do tread quite carefully, because body image and how you feel about yourself is very important as well, rather than just the, you know, saying unhelpful things like, oh, you need to lose weight.
Yeah. So do not suggest to your daughter-in-law that that's the reason why she's not pregnant yet.
Yeah,
that would not
right.
be helpful. Yeah. We talk about fertility as well, and it's always a good reminder for Fertility Week to say that if you are a sort of a younger couple and you've been trying for 12 months and not getting anywhere, that's worth going to check it out. And if you're, you know, in your 30s and sort of heading closer towards 40s, if you've been trying for 6 months, you should really go and get things checked out.
That's right. You'd say, well, the basics of fertility are check if ovulation's occurring. So that would be a blood test for the woman through a GP after ovulation on the cycle to check the eggs released. A look at the sperm test, so a semen analysis, is usually done around the same time. And a general check or, you know, visualization of the uterus and tubes and ovaries with ultrasound. So, yeah, I think a good guide is 12 months for women under, if a woman is under 35, or 6 months if a woman's over 35, if they haven't conceived by that time, to check
yes.
things out.
So it is really, it's definitely worth getting things checked out. And, yeah, it is possibly sort of worth taking a look at whether you are able to sort of make some sort of tweaks in lifestyle to improve your chances of conceiving, because, well, gosh, there's not a better reason for losing weight than having a lovely baby if that's what you really wanted.
And that's right. And looking at the overall picture, obviously, ideally, a man and woman have optimal health that they can manage before they conceive, because there are increased risks in pregnancy if a woman is overweight or underweight, such as an increased need for cesarean section, increased chance of diabetes in pregnancy, or blood pressure problems. So ideally, some weight loss before trying to conceive, but not while you're actively trying to conceive. So I've looked at that prior to getting pregnant.
We've sort of focused on the girls in this situation, but is there a role for men to be trying to lose weight?
Yes, and very much firstly a supporting role, because if it would be quite common with eating and lifestyle that a couple are both a bit overweight and would need to address it together. And it's easier to exercise with someone else. I think that goes without saying. It's pretty hard to do it on your own. But if a man is significantly overweight, this will put his estrogen up and mean his sperm function could be affected as well.
Oh, really? Mm. Okay. So that's a really important thing to have a think about as well. Mm. Yeah. What is it about fat cells that seem to love estrogen?
Oh, they're very clever, obviously, and they can make estrogen.
It's like, hey, look what we can do.
The other thing that we haven't talked about is assisted fertility and weight issues like IVF. And if people are trying to conceive naturally and have been unsuccessful, being overweight can reduce IVF success rates as well. So it's worth looking at before, you know, looking into that kind of area to try and achieve optimum health as well.
Okay, so even the marvellous science of IVF can't sort of help if your ovaries are completely overloaded with estrogen because of too many fat cells.
Yeah, the ovaries can not function as well, that's right, in IVF.
We're not just picking on the people that are overweight, underweight, I guess, can have a problem as well. Does that underweight go for sperm as well?
Yeah, so it's it would have to be quite significant on the male side to affect fertility, because it's probably more to do how they're achieving that low BMI. Say, for instance, if they're running marathons or cycling a lot, these high rates of exercise may be what's actually making it difficult to conceive rather than the actual, you know, number itself of BMI.
Okay, so if you've got one of these weekend Lycra warriors, you're going to have to get him off the bike for a few months.
Yeah, the testes don't like being overheated. So anything that, you know, in cycling for hours and hours and hours could overheat the testes by just from, you know, being up close to the body on the bike or in tight Lycra. So, yeah, I suppose anything in moderation, but try and avoid, you know, excessive amounts of cycling on the male side.
Dr. Rand Polinis, fertility expert and specialist gynecologist at City Fertility, an IVF clinic based in Melbourne. I'll put some links to the Victorian Assisted Reproduction Authority on our Baby Talk homepage and on our Facebook page too. And there's more information on our Facebook page. Baby Talk is, of course, on iTunes, on the ABC Radio app, and we're even venturing into Instagram territory too. We've got a lot of information now to share on Baby Talk, and we'd love you and your friends to know more about Baby Talk, to join in the conversation so you can tell us what more you need to know, and let your friends know that Baby Talk is out there. There may just be the perfect podcast waiting for them online, but they don't know because they've never heard of Baby Talk. Baby Talk or ABC Baby Talk will find us most of the time in your search engine. Bookmark us soon. I'm Penny Johnston, and I will see you next time on Baby Talk. Baby Talk.